The Weeping Werewolf by Bruce Coville. Chapter 1. Bullies. "Hey, Edward," said Peter Cooper. "Where are you going? Up to see that crazy man?" Moongobble isn't crazy," I said, trying not to let Peter make me angry. "I hear they're never going to let him into the Society of Magicians," yelled Thomas Baker. I walked faster, trying to ignore the boys, as Mother had always told me to do. But I knew that wouldn't work. Peter and Thomas wanted to make me cry, and they wouldn't stop until they did. I don't know why big kids feel like they have to pick on smaller kids. Maybe it's not that way in other places, but it's sure the way things work in our little town of Pigbone. "Is Moongobble your mother's boyfriend?" called Peter. "Does she kiss him?" hooted Thomas. "Where's your real father?" shouted Peter. "Did he run away because you're so ugly?" I felt like I was going to explode. I wanted to rush back and hit them, but I had had enough black eyes and bloody noses to know what would happen if I tried. So I kept walking. I wished I had Fireball with me. Fireball is my pet dragon. Well, he's not really a pet. Dragons do not believe in being pets. Fireball says he prefers the word friend. The problem is that Mother thinks trying to keep a dragon, even one that is only 4 feet long, in a town like Pigbone would cause more trouble than it is worth. So Fireball stays with my other friend, Moongobble the Magician, who lives in the cottage at the top of the hill. He is the crazy man Thomas and Peter were talking about. He's not crazy, of course, but he is a little strange. "Edward is a sissy," cried Peter. "Edward is a coward," cried Thomas. "Edward doesn't have a father," they yelled together. I kept walking, trying not to let them see the tears running down my cheeks. Soon I would be finished with the errand I was doing for Mother. Soon I could climb the hill to Moongobble's cottage. Soon I would be where I really wanted to be. But when I finally got to the top of the hill, I sensed trouble was there, too. Moongobble's faithful toad, Irk, was squatting on the doorstep. He looked even crankier than usual. "What's wrong?" I asked. "We just got a message that Fozwad is coming," I groaned. "Not already." "Yes, already," said Irk. Fireball came fluttering out of the cottage to land on my shoulder. "I do not like Fozwad," said the little dragon once he had his claws in my shirt. "He's mean and he's tricky." I agreed. Fozwad is head of the Society of Magicians. His full title is Fozwad the Mighty. He did not like Moongobble and did not want to let him join the society. But if Moongobble didn't join, he couldn't do magic in our kingdom. That meant he would either have to give up magic or move away. I didn't want Moongobble to leave. He paid me a silver penny every day I helped him. This was good, since Mother and I did not have much money. But the real reason I didn't want him to go was that he was my friend. The problem was, the first time Fozwad came to test Moongobble's magic, Moongobble flubbed the exam. That had not surprised me. Moongobble always flubs his magic. He has a good heart, but he is not a very good magician. Fortunately, Irk had read the Society of Magicians handbook. He knew that a magician who fails the entry test can still join the society by performing 3 mighty tasks. Moongobble's first task had been to fetch the golden acorns of Alcuna. I had helped with that one, which was how I met Fireball. Now it was time for another. Before I could ask Irk how he knew Fozwad was coming, we heard a loud buzz. An instant later, Fozwad himself was standing in front of us. Fireball poked his head over my shoulder and hissed. Fozwad was very snooty looking. From the look on his face, he was also very happy. That was a bad sign. "Where is Moongobble?" he demanded. Just then we heard a big boom from inside the cottage. Irk looked at me and shook his head. A moment later, Moongobble stepped out the door. "Moongobble the Magician, reporting for duty," he said. Moongobble is short and roundish. He has merry eyes and a big mustache. Today his robe was stained from magic that had gone bad. The mice who live in his hat were lurking over the brim, staring at Fozwad. One of them made a little spitting noise. "Ah, there you are, you blithering idiot," said Fozwad with a grin. "You'll be happy to know I have chosen your next mighty task." He rubbed his hands together and grinned. "And this one should settle things for good." Chapter 2. The Second Mighty Task. "What is the task?" asked Moongobble. I noticed he had a green smudge on his nose, which probably meant some spell had just blown up. I wondered if there was a new piece of cheese in the cottage. When Moongobble's spells went bad, they mostly turned things into cheese. It was not very good magic, but it was usually pretty good cheese. Fozwad pulled a crystal ball from his sleeve and waved his hand over the top. A mist appeared inside. As the mist began to clear, it showed something big and hairy. I moved closer to get a better look. Fireball poked his head over my shoulder so he could see too. It was a monster. I looked more closely. The monster's shoulders were shaking, and I realized that it was crying. "Behold the weeping werewolf," said Fozwad. "Your task, Moongobble, is to bring me a bottle of his tears." I swallowed. "Aren't werewolves dangerous?" I asked. "It wouldn't be a mighty task if it weren't dangerous," replied Fozwad with a sneer. He did not look at me when he said this, even though it was my question he was answering. Fozwad always acted as if I were not there at all. "Why is he weeping?" asked Moongobble. "That's not your concern," Fozwad snapped. "All you have to do is bring me those tears." He gave Moongobble one of his nasty smiles. "So, do you accept the task, or shall we call an end to this nonsense right now?" He changed his voice, making it sound almost friendly. "Why not forget about magic, Moongobble? You're just not cut out for it." "Of course I accept the task," Moongobble said, sounding as close to angry as I had ever heard him. "Where do I find this werewolf?" Fozwad's friendly look vanished. "You don't think I'm going to make this easy for you, do you? You have to find the werewolf on your own. I'll give you 5 days to do it." "Don't be silly," said Irk. "The next full moon isn't for 2 weeks. Even you can't expect Moongobble to get tears from a werewolf until the moon is full." Fozwad laughed. "That's not my problem, is it? 5 days is all you have. I'll be back 6 days from now to see if you have the tears. And don't try to fool me, Moongobble. I know how to test them to see if they're real." I knew Moongobble would never try to cheat on a test. I figured the only reason Fozwad thought about something like that is because it is kind of the thing he would do himself. "Good luck, Moongobble," said Fozwad with a nasty laugh. "You're going to need it." He sniffed twice. Then he swirled his cape around him and disappeared in a puff of blue smoke. Even after he was gone, a sour odor lingered in the air.